This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. You know, one of the things that's kind of been on the in the back of people's minds for quite some time right now is the possibility of the United States going to a cashless society type situation. We've got Valentin Schmidt on the line with us right now. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times, a great newspaper, and he is very up to speed as to the current status of this. Are we evolving closer to getting to the point where it will be a cashless society, Valentin?
Well, thanks, Al. Glad to be here, and unfortunately I have to answer yes to your question. We are moving toward a cashless society where basically in Europe you already have some initiatives. Sweden is the first country who actually decided to go cashless. I mean, they have a 5-year implementation span, but they made the decision. For the euro, they said they're going to ban the 500 euro note. That's again the first step into that direction, and they're want to ban transactions above 5,000. Here in the United States, you are still at the propaganda stage, you know, where you have the establishment coming out, and you see this all the time. You see it with the Iraq War, you see it with, you know, all sorts of, yeah, it's the same. You have the usual suspects like the Council on Foreign Relations, you have Bloomberg News, who wrote an editorial saying, oh, how banning cash would be such a great idea. You have the New York Times did the same. I think only the Wall Street Journal was somewhat critical. So you have the propaganda stage where people said, well, you know, cash is used in money laundering and terrorism, so now we ought to ban it. And the whole lunacy behind this idea comes out because you ask yourself, wait a second, haven't terrorism and organized crime been problems for 30, 50, 100 years? So why didn't we ban cash back in the days? I mean, at least 30 years it would have been technically possible. And then you ask yourself, so why now? And some of them are honest. They say, okay, we reached the end of the line with our crackpot conventional and unconventional monetary policy. So now we got to have negative interest rates, which in and of its own is a completely insane concept. And they realize that if you have negative rates, and that has been the actually academic findings and studies where rates have been either very low or negative, people just took the money out of the bank and started to save more rather than spend more, which is what the central bankers want you to do. So if you want to prevent that and actually have the people keep the money in the bank and either pay a bank tax, which, you know, you lose 2%, the bank gains 2%, or whatever the negative rate is going to be, or spend it to see that somebody else holds the hot potato of your money-losing deposit, people are just going to take out the cash and hoard it, and there's not enough cash, you know that. So they say if you are in a cashless society, then there wouldn't be any bank runs, which is true because there's nothing you can stage a run on, there's nothing there. But before that happens, you will definitely have a bank run because people will just take all the money because you know there's only a trillion of notes and coins in circulation in the United States. So this is really a very dangerous move, and of course there are some provisions, you know, in the Constitution and there's some laws against prohibiting cash, but I mean, you know how it goes. Like, if the government these days wants to push something through, they basically do it regardless. And now with the Supreme Court situation, that's another interesting story, which is, you know, basically non-functional. If there's a tie, then you have a good breeding ground where you can push this this policy through.
So, Valentin, we are, if you go out to the store, you already see a lot of people not using cash, using either credit cards or debit cards or even some apps now. And I know Sweden is hanging their hat on an app that they're saying, you know, will make everybody go cashless, and they say that it'll make it easier for everybody. But I think that's the biggest concern that some of the skeptics, us included, have with this whole situation is that you, for the most part, almost lose control over your money. Plus, you're putting even more faith in the banking system. And it almost seems like we should be going away from that faith rather than just entrusting them with all of our money. If we were to go cashless, does that mean that even if you had cash, that's worthless? No retailer would be allowed to take that cash? You would need to have it in some sort of an institution?
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what's going to happen. That's what happened when they started the euro, which, by the way, they also did without asking most of the people whether they wanted to have it. So they just sucked in all the, let's say, Deutschmark, Italian lira, French franc. They said you can use it for another 3 months, but after that it's going to be useless and you have to use the euro notes and coins instead. And actually, now I just went for lunch at a shop and they said, sorry, we don't take $100 bills. Well, why not? So this movement is already underway. And what you say about the faith in the banking system, that's exactly it. So most free market people, they believe in competition. So if you force people to have their money in the bank, then you're accepting that model, which is basically the banks handling our money in the form of credit money on their balance sheets, and you have no competition. You don't have cash, so there's nothing else you can do. And, I mean, let's face it, the track record of banks handling our money has been absolutely abysmal. You have the dollar going down 95% in purchasing power since the Federal Reserve started messing around with interest rates. And you have, banks going bust or would have gone bust in 2008. So do you want to really give all of your money to those people? Well, you're going to have to if they do that. And now that brings me to the next step. What's the competition left? So you take your paper bills out of the, out of the picture. So what else do you have? And the answer is, and that's the reason why the gold price has been on a tear since A, the Fed started this policy blunder with the interest rate hike, and B, the negative rate thing is becoming ever more popular because people think, okay, if I can't have cash, I don't want to put my money in the banking system. Like, what's the next best thing? And that's gold and silver. And unless they ban that too, that's where most of those external savings outside of the banking system is going to go. And then you have Bitcoin as well, which is going to be easier to transact if you actually want to have some capital for transaction purposes, not as savings.
You know, the million-dollar question here is, realistically, number one, I want to comment on the restaurant that wouldn't take the $100 bill. I'm seeing that more and more here in our neck of the woods in the upper western portion of Washington State. And I've seen it in denominations as low as $50. But what specifically, we've got a minute left here, specifically what difference do you see, Valentine, between a cashless society and what we have right now with debit cards? Tell me the practical differences.
Okay, so here's the deal. Again, it comes back to competition. If you're already using exclusively debit and credit cards, you're not going to care because that's what you're using. But if you don't trust the banking system, and if you want to have an alternative, and you have, and that's another thing we didn't talk about, if you want to be free from government supervision, for whatever reason, not because you're doing something illegal, everything that you're doing, which they can with the debit and credit card, then you don't have a choice. That's it. And I would very much be in favor of a cash. I mean, cash is inefficient, but let's have a cashless society with competition, and not oligopoly, quasi-monopoly, the banking system, which has a bad track record running that money.
That's a very good point, Valentin, and I think that's what most people are concerned about is when money is held with banks or really anything that's that trackable. Well, we're already seeing the government go after Apple to be able to hack into phones. What's the difference if they go after the banks, which they have pretty close relationships to say, let's see all of this person's transactions. And nowadays, it's very easy to track all those transactions. There are apps out there that people use to help break down their expenses. There's a lot more and different aspects of that you can use for, I'd say, much worse things out there. It's an interesting topic that I hope we don't go cashless, and I hope that we can somehow resist it, but people are going about that in their own way without being forced to do that. So, interesting topic here, Valentine. Thanks for your time. Everybody,
thanks,
stick around.
It.
We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with Glenn Downs right now. He's one of the best informed veterans of the Hill. I'm becoming more and more convinced watching the various debates. I think what the primaries are showing right now is that the American public is fed up with the Washington politicians. You obviously were because you left a great career there to move away from Washington, D.C. I think that what your action is very similar to the way that most Americans are feeling today. Would you agree with that?
Boy, Big Al, I sure do. You know, you see it obviously in the primary results, not just the Republican primary results, but we saw last Tuesday where Bernie Sanders, despite the fact he was trailing by about 14 points, I think it was, in the polls in Michigan, pulled off an upset. The natives out there are restless, and the governing classes of both parties then had a deaf ear to the concerns of the general public. They don't seem to want to get a clue. I still have friends in Washington. I talked to them, and as much as they have floundered around and looked for answers to the quote-unquote Trump problem, or they're not crazy about Ted Cruz either for the most part, mm-hmm. but they've looked everywhere but the mirror. There is just no introspection at all. And when they say things like, you'll saw say Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska, who I'm told is a nice guy, good guy, made his plea, says he wouldn't vote for Trump and he wouldn't, and those sorts of things. He acknowledged that the American people had a right to be angry. But what he didn't articulate was, let me articulate what I, Senator Ben Sasse, understand to be your frustrations. Let me tell you what I, Ben Sasse, have done about it in my short time in the Senate, which frankly doesn't appear to be very much. And let me tell you why, if you do what I say and don't vote for Trump and you vote, say, for John Kasich or Marco Rubio or whoever Ben Sasse wants, let me tell you why things will be different than the way they have been before. The party establishment hasn't done any of that. It's just, please don't. I can't believe you're going to vote for Trump. So obviously, I think the general public has spoken and is speaking in both primaries. They said the status quo is unacceptable. The party establishments don't like the alternatives to the status quo that are being presented, but they are presenting no alternative to the status quo themselves. Therefore, people are rallying behind Donald Trump to a large extent, and to a nearly great extent, against tremendously long odds, Bernie Sanders and the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Another thing to consider, too, Glenn, is the voter turnout. We're seeing a lot of people turn out to these polls, which, again, is another sign of, I guess, showing their discontent as to who they have to vote for. They are trying to, I guess, go against what the establishment wants them or who they want them to vote for. And that's being shown by just the numbers in the polls, at least in my eyes.
Well, you know, Corey, before the last election, the 2014 election, I remember going in Washington to some private meetings with pollsters. And it wasn't just, you know, three of us in the room. There's a good-sized crowd. But it was a closed meeting of people that were political operatives and congressional chiefs of staff and the like. And these were Republican pollsters. And I remember the pollsters turning to the people, the assembled people in the room. These were all political insiders, people who are benefiting from the status quo. And they said, I wish you could be with us in these focus groups. I've had people break down in tears. They are just despairing about the direction of the country, and they feel like it doesn't matter who they vote for, nothing ever changes. So, you know, Republicans got swept back into power in 2010, promising all sorts of things. Didn't do it because they said they couldn't do it because they didn't have the Senate. Finally, they got the Senate back, and they haven't done it. And people said, hey, you know, after having promised we're going to shut down Obamacare, we're going to shut down President Obama's unconstitutional opening of the border, those sorts of things. But and in fact, not only did they not done any of that, they just completely acquiesced to all Obama spending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people clearly, some sort of a straw has broken here.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on here in just a very few days on Tuesday in terms of Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. Very important primaries. Tell us why, Glenn.
Well, obviously, these are big states, and we got it down to four active candidacies. But it's Ohio and Florida are the most important of the two for two reasons. Number one is they're both winner-take-all states, and North Carolina is not a winner-take-all state. So, you know, so a lot of people can come out of there with some delegates. But in Ohio and Florida, only one person is going to get all the delegates in both those states. And obviously, Marco Rubio, the sitting U.S. Senator from Florida, would hope to get the Florida delegates and keep him back into the race and keep him viable. And John Kasich, the sitting governor of Ohio, hopes to do the same thing. Now, if that's the case, if they both could win those, but it doesn't look like that's likely, but then they would be back in the race. Trump's lead, Trump's chances of getting the 50% plus one of the delegates before going to the convention would be greatly decreased, and it would be game on. On the other hand, if Trump were to win one or both of those states, which it looks like he will, could possibly win both of them, then suddenly it would pretty much knock out any underpinnings for any kind of rationale for either one of those two guys. And we would then be left with the specter of Ted Cruz, who Washington insiders do not like, but being the insider's only alternative candidate to Trump. And that would be something to see.
So this Tuesday could either solidify it or just even add more of a question mark to everything. Hey, Glenn?
Right. Well, you know, what's happening is as they go forward, the more and more and more, and pretty soon it gets to be all of the remaining primaries or winner-take-all primaries. So it will amplify. You know, right now Trump has gotten proportions of the states that he's won. He would start, if he keeps winning states, even with a minority of the votes, or a plurality of the votes, rather, he would then start rolling up big delegate leads. So it's really important. It's interestingly too, one of the things in the states where you do have unaffiliated candidates, unaffiliated voters, or sometimes Democrats even can just choose which primary they want to go in. All the action has been more in the Republican primary in terms of the big numbers because of the buzz about Trump and principally Trump. And then, of course, then the boiling hatred that the Republican base has to the Republican establishment right now. So the effect of that, though, will be that the people that vote in the Democratic primaries will be more liberal than would otherwise be the case. You're not going to have unaffiliated so much voting in that primary and those primaries, rather, going forward. Which shifts that Democratic primary electorate leftward, which also could help Bernie Sanders, like you saw in Michigan. Second point to make, too, is as you start going through the primary calendar, the states where the Hillary has won with some big, big numbers have been states with large African-American populations. And disproportionately in the Democratic primary. Going forward, as you start moving outside of the southern states, that's going to be less the case, and that's going to help Bernie Sanders also on the Democratic side.
Life is a chess game. There is absolutely no question about it, and this election is a very intricate chess game.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We will be chatting about a recent deal that was announced when I was attending PDAC. It deals with a company that we have followed for quite a while now and has performed quite well. Now this company is being taken over. The company I'm talking about, of course, is Claude Resources, being purchased by Silver Standard Resources, one of my go-to people to talk to about these type of deals, these type of companies, is Brent Cook's partner, his mid-cap guy, Joe Mazumdar. Joe, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for the invitation.
So, Joe, you and Brent added Claude, or Claude, as some people like to call them, to your recommended buy list to your subscribers at Exploration Insights. And after this deal was announced that values Claude at about $337 million, that's Canadian, your subscribers have seen quite a nice bump in the price over just a few months. You did issue a sell order to your subscribers. Can you explain why?
So, yeah, we introduced this. That was actually my first letter, was December 6th, where we put in Claude and Lakeshore. The ideas were, you know, just similar to the purchase that Brett made last year of Richmont. Free cash flowing asset, Canadian location, low geopolitical risk, already lowering their debt profile in a flat gold price environment, taking total advantage of a weak Canadian dollar. So their all-in sustaining costs, as you want to call it, in U.S. dollars was going lower. But importantly, their margin and their free cash flow was generating. So all positive, and they were already moving. And so the idea there was that these are the kind of assets that make sense. But I never thought, and my thesis wasn't an M&A for either. Because M&A is hard to predict, and it's been hard to predict the last few years, and it's very super specific. So before, we would talk about the asset and go, it's such a great asset, somebody would want it, and there'd be multiple bids on it. We don't see that. We see one bid, and that bid would be, hey, I like it, this is why I like it, I'll take it because it fits within my portfolio. we don't expect a competing bid for either Lakeshore or Claude, because most of these bids are friendly.
Well, and it was interesting to see Claude because it's free cash flow, still an expandable land package, many positives there for the company. That's why.
But not unlike Lakeshore. Lakeshore is also very similar on a different scale. You have a very big land package. The big difference between the two of them, I would say, is one is small. So Claude would always have that issue with liquidity, that they could never get to the next scale because their plant was a certain size, maybe about 1,000 ton per day-ish. And so they could find more stuff, but, you know, it was 1,000 ton per day. They would have to need a big capital injection to change that dynamic. And they were just now generating enough free cash flow to organically develop their own new projects like the Santoy Gap. Okay, and the big thing for them was that, hey, you know, my five-ish grams, Jesus, I can have a quarter of 10. And that's where the cash flow came from. Great. Go back to Lakeshore. The Lakeshore deal is not about, not the M&A deal, but the actual company is about volume. So you do 4 to 5 grams in a bulk tonnage mining method that's relatively inexpensive, but you're pumping volume, 3,500 ton per day, days of 4,300 ton per day. But importantly for them, what Lakeshore had was a lot of projects that needed drilling. Again, they were generating free cash flow, but they couldn't go that far ahead in terms of drilling. What was the point? You know, I'm not going to go bankrupt drilling something that I'm not going to see for another 5 years. So you would go 2 to 3 years ahead, blah, 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 blah. But the market always be impatient because they want to, ooh, what's the next one? Ooh, what about that thing over there? I can't afford to drill it right now. But both these projects, both these companies are be purchased by companies with free cash flow and cash balances and the access to capital that could finally inject the capital that both these assets needed. Like with Claude, it's a huge land package and they're just on two little bits of it. You know, they've looked a little bit around, but they haven't really gone big. But there's a lot of drilling they could do just in the Santoy region that really requires drilling. And then, you know, if you find enough, then, you know, why not? Let's look at a plant capacity expansion because I'm, you know, 60, 65,000 ounces. Maybe I can get you to 100. With Lakeshore, it's absolutely possible that they could go to 3,500 to 5,500 in that time. The issue is trying to find more resources.
Let's talk about this combined company now, the Silver Standard with Claude in there. Obviously, the big question mark is how much can they expand this property? They are still going to be making money. What's your biggest concern about them moving forward?
Well, it's always the same thing with any underground operation is actually repleting that ore. That's constant. That never changes. But you're less worried about metallurgy. You don't care about that because they've been running the plant. You're less worried about, oh, how do I run in this remote environment? They're already doing that. So all those issues are already de-risked because it's an operation. That's why these are being purchased now, because people believe, and I think strongly, and I think probably rightly, that they can get these assets on a risk profile. So the risk-reward ratio is more favorable both to buy assets that are in operations than going back and buying a development play that you still have to go through these hurdles. You would rather have it just operating than just take it on, be accretive, bring me cash flow now. And then I could see, okay, where do I allocate my capital? You know, I've got Marigold. I've got this stuff in Argentina, Perquitas. Maybe I want to advance some project in Peru, but now I've got another opportunity here in Saskatchewan. So Silver Standard changes in a few years from a silver company that has assets in Argentina and Peru to now a gold company with assets in mostly Nevada and in Canada. Totally different company. Now gold exposed, you know, with a cash balance. Not only do geopolitically I'm more diversified and less volatile, so people will discount my cash flow, you know, less than they would my cash flow, hopefully, from Argentina and from Peru. But also now, you know, silver is much more volatile commodity than gold. So I bring that into, and then suddenly, hey, I've got less volatility in my cash flows as well. So I'm diversifying not only my revenue streams, but where I'm actually accessing my revenue.
Do you think that this is something that investors should be paying attention to? As you mentioned, Silver Standard. It's silver right in the name. Diversifying out of silver and into safer jurisdictions. Is this going to be a continuing trend?
Well, we have seen that. We've seen that. You know, we've seen Tahoe buy Lakeshore, but before that, we see Alamos buying, what was it, Eurico. We saw Argonaut buying, they bought an open pit project in Ontario. You know, why? You know, I'm in Mexico, I'm doing open pit heap leach, and suddenly I think I can mill something in Ontario. Well, I'm getting geopolitical diversification with Ontario. But we've seen a lot of, we saw the combination of a couple of underground assets. I think it was Kirkland and Westome in Ontario as well. So we're going to see consolidation of these assets. And really right now, Corey, there's fewer and fewer of these assets out there. So people are making, you know, going into Richmont more and looking what's the next one that's going to be taken out. But geopolitically, you know, the guys that are in countries that, you know, that they're getting a deep discount on their cash flow will definitely look to diversify. It won't be the guy that's 100% already exposed to Nevada. They might go for the Nevada asset, but it might be the guy that you don't even see coming from nowhere who's got the asset in Guatemala that says, you know, I need something else.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment. Joe and I did continue this conversation chatting about what made Claude such a successful mining company, the shining star, one of the few shining stars during the bear market, especially in 2014 and 15. We also discuss the potential of these companies, as Joe mentioned, Claude and Lakeshore, now the combined companies, making a run at some of the majors, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, if these silver standard type companies keep on expanding their resource base, if they will even want to go down the road of trying to become one of these major, major large cap companies. Coming up next, Al and I will be getting an update on Farallaes from Roger White. He's got some information on the TLC 2000, the feedback that he has received, as well as what's going on with their cancer division.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Wrap up the show with Roger White. Roger's on the line with us right now. Roger is the founder and president of a company that Doc and I are invested in, Theralase, healing at the speed of light. Having said that, your TLC 2000 was rolled out. You got approval in the United States very quickly. The approval in Canada took a little bit longer, and that had a tendency to kind of throw a curveball at you guys in terms of building a sales force. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Al and Corey. Thanks for being on the show. It's very much of a strange coincidence. We started the process with Health Canada in February, and it took us 10 months to get approval. We never got approval on the TLC 2000 until around mid-December. We started the process with the FDA in the U.S., in late September, we got approval late November. So one, the Health Canada process took 10 months, and the U.S. process took 2 months. So there's the difference in the regulatory approvals between the two countries. So Theralase was all prepared with a Canadian sales and marketing force for the anticipated approval of Health Canada of the 2000 in and around the summertime. It dragged out to the end of the year. With the U.S., we had expected a 3 to 6 month approval process. So we were caught a little bit flat-footed in the sense that we didn't have our U.S. sales force in place. So what we're starting to see is a nice ramp, nice growth in the TLC 2000 in Canada, and we're just starting that process into the U.S. So we're just be picking up a new U.S. sales force. We started the process in, I guess, about mid-January. We've gone through. We've got a number of very strong candidates across the major cities in the U.S. So we'll be flying down and interviewing them and setting up a nice, strong U.S. sales force to roll out the TLC 2000 into.
Now, Roger, I understand that there have not been any financials released. The year-end financials are not due until the end of April, so number-wise, you probably can't disclose this, but how has the feedback been? What's your overall take on the sales so far for the TLC 2000?
So just to cover that off, you're absolutely correct. It's 120 days after the year end for a TSXV company. So our year end, December 31st, our 2015 full year financials won't be out until end of April. I think it's April 29th. Our first quarter is 60 days after the quarter, so ending March 31st. So the results will be out May 30th. But what we can tell you is there's been a nice ramp in sales, been a lot of very complimentary feedback on the TLC 2000. We did poll through our director of clinical resources the initial practitioners who have the TLC 2000. So we gave them a questionnaire, a number of questions on the technology, and the ratings that we were receiving were very high. 8, 8.5, 9, 9.5, 10 out of 10 across the board on this product. So you're getting straight A's, A pluses on the technology. So if it works for these initial practitioners, it'll work for a lot more practitioners.
Let's talk over, if you don't mind, over into the what's going on in the cancer research. I mean, it's no secret that Doc and I invested in the company primarily because of, well, a couple of things. Number one, the cancer research, and then number two, the fact that you do have revenues that are in fact funding the company, so you don't necessarily have to do what I would call meaningful dilution at this point. But having said that, bring us up to speed, if you would, because we haven't seen any press releases for a while. What exactly is going on in the Cancer Research Division?
Well, with the Cancer Research Division, as you well know, we're going after a primary target of non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. The company worked very hard end of fourth quarter 2015 to complete a number of the milestones. You well know we got we just talked about the FDA and Health Canada approval on the TLC 2000. We got the CTA of the clinical trial application, which is the drug approval from Health Canada, so that's done. We've got all the approvals from University Health Network on the Research Ethics Board, so they're all ready to go. And what was required is, or the last step that we were looking to complete, was what's called an ITA, or Investigational Testing Authorization. What that is the approval of the actual medical laser that's going to be used. Now, because we're going into bladder cancer, and we're going to be inserting a fiber optic assembly into the bladder through the urethra, through a catheter, this is a whole new technology. It's not something you can buy off the shelf. So Theralase has custom built this technology. This is Theralase technology. And so we've completed the technology. It's a very effective piece. We put the information forward to Health Canada, where their questions have lied, or, you know, the testing of the product, the reliability, the durability, et cetera. So we've answered all those questions. Where we're down to is two final questions for Health Canada. One on biocompatibility, that being that if you're going to use materials that you insert into tissue, specifically in contact with the bladder, they want to make sure that it's not going to cause an allergic reaction. So we've used all biocompatible materials throughout the device and throughout the probe assembly. So that's not an issue. That's a very straightforward answer, which we've supplied to Health Canada. But the second one is on sterility. So they want to know if you're going to insert something, obviously, into the bladder, that it has a certain sterile level. And it's a fairly complex set of tests. So Theralase is just undertaking that testing now. We should be completed that testing, I would say, in and around mid-April. And we'd be looking at final ITA approval probably around third to fourth week of April. Once that's approved and Health Canada gives us the green light on that, the phase one clinical trial can start immediately. So we're looking at starting it May 1st.
So considering how long it took for the TLC 2000 to be approved and the back and forth, is there the same back and forth that might happen with this laser being approved for the clinical trials?
Well, when you're dealing with regulators, Corey, there's always a maybe in there. There's nothing guaranteed. But what I can state is that there's two different processes. So in the TLC 2000 approval, that's a medical device license. So it's a medical device license 2, 3, or 4, or 1, 2, or 3, or 4, which Health Canada grants. For the TLC 2000, it's a level 3 license or a class 3 license. In that process, they typically run a 60-day clock. So if you send them an answer to their questions, they sit on it for 60 days, and then they pop back up and give you a response. They're running about 3 to 4 weeks behind that, so they're running more on a 75-day clock. So if you go through 3 or 4 iterations with Health Canada, that's where you start getting into these 9 and 10 month approvals. When you're dealing with the ITA and with the cancer drug, it's a different model. It's a different process. Under that model, they're on a very strict 30-day clock. So it's kind of interesting in the sense, or I find it interesting. Within that 30 days, if they don't respond with any questions, you're automatically approved. So within that 30 days, they have to come back with their questions and get that answered. So they're on a very, very tight, regulated clock to give you answers. So we started that clock. You know, the clock was stopped, obviously, when they have these questions. So it's a very tight approval process that they give you, and it comes down to the point where you get down to the close of the 30 days, and they're giving you, you know, days, if not hours, with which to respond, because they've got to meet it within this criteria. So I think that they're two different processes, they're two different groups, so I don't think that there is a risk of us going into this month after month after month ongoing. They're on a very, very tight schedule, because you're dealing with a very deadly disease, and they have to give you answers.
Okay, final question real quick here, because we're getting down to the end of the why end of the race, for lack of better terms. How you fix for capital right now?
Company sitting on about $4 million in cash. It's got about a $300,000 a month burn rate. So we've got about a 12-month window. We're fully capitalized for the launch of the TLC 2000 across Canada and the U.S. We're fully capitalized for the Phase 1B clinical trials. So there's no interest. We're not looking for capital at this point. The company also has about $10 million in warrants sitting out. Some at the 38-cent level and some at the 54-cent level. So we feel that as the company drives forward and achieves its strategic initiatives and objectives, we'll be able to drive the value of the stock and be able to pull down some of those warrants, hence no need for any capital raises.
Roger, great to hear from you. It was great actually hanging out with you when I was back in Toronto earlier this week. I have to say, I do like what Theralase is doing moving forward with the therapeutic laser. Hopefully get those sales numbers while coming out at the tail end of April. And also the moving forward of the cancer division, because that's the real blue sky. And as Al said, Doc and him invested because they see a potential there. So Roger, always appreciate your time. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this weekend's edition. Come visit our site, kereport.com, for daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.